Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. In 1519, the explorer Hernan Cortes arrived off the shore of modern-day Mexico. One of the first things he did was scuttle his ships. The message was clear. There was no going back. It ensured total commitment. The only path was forward. That type of commitment is described in these verses. The people of faith lived as strangers and exiles on earth. They refused to settle or go back, trusting that God had something better. They looked forward to a promised city, a heavenly home. Letting go of earthly attachments, their hearts were anchored in the world to come. What things do you need to scuttle in this world? It's tempting to hold on to the idols of comfort, security, and pride. It's easy to become attached to the pleasures and joys of this world. It's hard to let go of sins that have become habits. You see these things right in front of you. You're confronted with them every day. But the promises of God seem so far off. But God promises a better country. The joys of God's country far outweigh even the best this world has to offer. God calls you to trust something better, a perfect home, a forever kingdom, a place where sin, pain, and death are no more. So don't look back and don't settle in. Trust in God's promises and scuttle whatever it is that makes you attached to this world. The cross of Jesus has secured your citizenship in God's heavenly kingdom. You can live with your eyes fixed on what's ahead. Lord, fix my eyes on the better country you've prepared. Help me let go of what holds me back and live each day by faith in your promises. Thank you for calling me your own. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.